And of course, for most people, the phrase million-dollar house conjures up images of opulence. The reality, at least in California, is more like this.
This is the family room. Even in what I would consider to be middle-class neighborhood in Los Angeles, you know, it's got a granite fireplace. The kitchen has been partially remodeled. The yard, the backyard is nothing to speak of. It's pretty small.
That's real estate agent Daniel Post showing off a home in Culver City, a modest area west of Los Angeles. A real estate tracking firm recently found that one in 13 homes in California sold for more than $1 million last year. That's an almost 50% jump from 2004. The median-priced home, selling in the mere six figures, has four bedrooms and is under 2,500 square feet. This Culver City house is just slightly bigger than that.
It's a two-story wooden stucco, kind of a contemporary Mediterranean feel. Supermarket's three blocks away. The freeway's about six blocks away. It's got some flowers, and it's pretty nice.
Pretty nice, but nice enough to sell for $1 million?
Oh, the list price is $1,075,000, and they're going to get it and more.
In fact, says Daniel Post, the owners have already gotten eight offers on the house. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, directed by Van Williamson, Julia Bailey, and Diana Douglas. The production staff includes Steve Monroe, Kara Tallow, Christine Arrowsmith, Wilma Consul, Claudette Lindsay Haberman, Joel Riddle, Emily Oxenschlager, Vince Pearson, and Martina Castro, with Cindy Carpian and Melissa Yeager-Miller at NPR West. Our senior editor is Bruce Oster. Our executive producer is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montagne.